Shmi, the pasuk continues. Vayan Lavan, and Lavan answered Vayomer el Yaakov, and he said to Yaakov, Habonois benoisai, these are my daughters, Vabonim bonai, and these are my grandchildren, Vahatzoin tzoini, this is my sheep, Vichoil asher atoroye elihu, everything you see here is mine, Vilivnoisai mo eselo ele, which the Mepharshim explained to mean, Vilivnoisai ele, and to these of my daughters, mo ese, what will I do to them, Hayom today? Or their children asher yoladu, that they gave birth to. Do you think I want to harm my daughters and my grandchildren? Now go and we will enter into a covenant, I and you, and Hashem will be a witness between me and you. And Yaakov took a stone and he raised it up for a monument. And Yaakov said to his children, over here Echov means his children, Liktu avonim, gather stones. Vayikhu avonim vayasu gol. And they gathered stones and they made a mound. Vayikhlu shom al gol, and they ate over there on the mound. Vayikhru loy lovon yigar sahadusa. And Lovon called this mound yigar sahadusa, the mound of testimony, the mound that will be a witness. He called it in an Aramaic Loshon. Yaakov Korolai Gal Eid. Yaakov called it by its Hebrew name, Gal Eid, the pile of testimony. And Lovan said, Hagal Hazeh Eid Beini Uveinecho Hayoyim. This mound will be a testimony between you and I today. Alken Koroshimai Gal Eid. Therefore he called its name Gal Eid. Who is he? According to the Be'er Yitzchak, it is referring to Yaakov in the previous pasuk. Yaakov called it Gal Eid. Why did he call it Gal Eid? Because this mound will be a testimony. Al Kain Koresh Ma Gal Eid. Therefore Yaakov called it Gal Eid. Ramban says it is referring to Lavan. Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. Why did he call it Yigar Sahadusa? Because this mound will be a testimony. Al Kain Koresh Ma Gal Eid. Therefore he called it Gal Eid. The pasuk is just calling Yigar Sahadusa in the Hebrew name. But really, it means to say, Al Kain Koroshmai Yigar Sahadusa, referring to Lavan. Vahamitzpah, and Galeid, Gilad, was also called Mitzpah, which means a watching, Asher Omar, because each one said to the other one, Yitzef Hashem Beni Uveinecho, let Hashem watch between you and I, Ki Nisaser Ish Mereehu, when one will be hidden from his friend, since we will not see each other, and none of us will know if the other one was being over transgressing the treaty. Therefore let Hashem be the watchman. And that's why it was called Mitzpah. Im ta'anes benoisai, that you won't pain my daughters by withholding from them marital relations. Im tikach noshim al benoisai, and you will not take other wives besides for my daughters. Einish imanu, there is no man amongst us. Nobody will be here to really watch if you keep your part of the deal. But re'esi elokim eid beini uveinecho, Hashem will be the witness between you and me. And Rashi says, since it says benoisai twice, referring to benoisai, my two daughters, and again benoisai, my two daughters, it means to say that Lavan had four daughters, Rachel and Leah, Bila and Zilpah. Even Bila and Zilpah were Lavan's daughters from a Pelegesh. Vayomer Lavan liYaakov, and Lavan said to Yaakov, Hinei hagal hazeh, behold this mound, vihinei hamatzefa, and behold this monument, asher yorisi, that I raised up beini uveinecho, between me and you. The Mepharshim ask, how was Lavan able to say asher yorisi, that I raised up? Don't we see clearly in Pasuk Memhei that it was Yaakov who raised up this matzeva? How was Lavan able to say asher yorisi? The Kielis Yaakov, the stifler, answers that from here we see the ramoyis, the trickery, the fakeness of Lavan. Typically a person would lie to somebody who did not witness the event. But over here we see Lavan was able to lie straight in the face of the person that did the action. Yaakov raised this matzeva, but Lavan, to his face, said, Asher yorisi, I, Lavan, raised it up. The Rashbam says that Lavan said Asher yorisi because he was the one who started the whole idea that they should enter into a covenant, into a bris. Like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Mem Dalet, V'ato l'cho nechrusa bris aniva oto. And since it was he who started the whole bris, therefore it was as if he was raising this matzeva. Eid hagal hazeh ve'eidu hamatzeva. This mound and this matzeva will be a testimony. Im oni lo ever elecho es hagal hazeh, that I will not pass this mound. Vim atol es saber elai es hagal hazeh, and you won't pass this mound ve'samatzeva hazois, and this monument l'ro. neither of us should pass this place to do evil to one another. It's interesting that when Laban is referring to he himself passing this area, he says that I won't pass Esagal, the mount. But when he's telling Yaakov not to pass this area, he says, you shall not pass this Gal and this Matseva. Why does he add Matseva concerning Yaakov's end of the deal? Dazakein Mibali HaTosfos says that Bilam was a descendant of Laban. Bilam came from Aram in the northeast and had to pass this Gal, this mound, in order to curse Klal Yisrael. So Bilam, who was Laban's descendant, was breaking the deal. He was being over on this bris. And the Pasuk says, Vatilochez Elakir, on his way, his foot smashed into a stone wall. Dasakein Mibal HaTosfos says that this stone wall that he smashed into was the Gal of this Pasuk. Since he was being over the bris, in order to show him that he was being over the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to smash into this Gal. Elokei Avram, the God of Avram, which was Kodesh, Velohei Nachor, and the God of Nachor, which is Choyl, Yishpetu Veinenu, should judge between us. Elohei Avihem, the God of their father, which is the God of Terach, which is also Choyl. Vayishova Yaakov, and Yaakov swore, Befachad Oviv Yitzchak, by the fear and the dread of his father Yitzchak. Vayizbak Yaakov Zevach Bahor, and Yaakov slaughtered animals in the mountain for a suda, Vayikra Le'echo, and he called to the friends of Lavan, Le'echo Lochem, to eat a suda, Vayochlu Lechem, and they ate the suda, Vayolinu Bahor, and they slept over by the mountain. Vayashkem Lavan Baboker, and Lavan arose in the morning, Vayinashik Lavano Vilavnoisov, and he kissed his grandchildren and his daughters, Vayavarach Eshem, and he blessed them, Vayelech, and he went, Vayoshav Lavan Lemekoimai, he returned back to his place. Vayakov Holoch Ladarkoi, and Yaakov went on his way, Vayifka Uvoy Malach Elokim, and Malochim met him. The Malochim of Eretz Yisrael met Yaakov in order to escort him into Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Yaakov Kasheroam, and Yaakov said when he saw them, Machane Elikimze, this is a camp of Hashem. Vayikor Shem Hamokim Ahu Machanoim, and he called the name of this place Machanoim, two camps, because there were two camps over here, the camp of Malachim of Chutz La'aretz that were leaving now, and the camp of the Malachi Eretz Yisrael that were coming now to escort him into Eretz Yisrael. Zot Rashi by Shvi Pasuk Mem Gimel Mo Eselo Eila Echtala Alibi Laharalahem. How will you think that I want to do bad to them? These are my children. V'hoyo la'ed. Who will be an aid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a witness between you and I. La'echov. He called La'echov to gather the stones. Heim Bonov. This is referring to his children. Shehoyu lo'y achim. Because they were like brothers to him. Nigoshim Elov Litzara. Who came close to him at times of distress. Ulamelchama. And for wars. Rashi over here says that Echov means his sons. Since he was telling them to pick up the stones, this cannot be any relative or the relatives of Lavan who he would be telling to gather stones. Rather, it must be his own children. Lavan called it Yegarasa Adusa, Targumai Shel Gal'ed. It is the Aramaic words of Gal'ed. V'hamitzvah asher omar, Zog Rashi, v'hamitzvah asher b'haragilad, mitzvah, which was a place in Har HaGilad, K'mo Shekosa Vayavar Etz Mitzpeh Gilad, and they passed over Mitzpeh Gilad. V'loma Nikwa Shmo Mitzpeh. Why was it called Mitzpeh? L'fisha Omar Kol Echad Mehem L'chaveroi, because each one of them said to his friend, Yitzef Hashem Beni Uveinecho Im Tavar Es Habris. Hashem should watch between us, that none of us should be over and transgress the covenant. Kini Soser, because we will be hidden one from another. V'le Nira Ishes Re'eyu, and one will not see the other one. So Hashem will be the witness. Benoisa benoisa beis pamin. It says it twice. Af Bila v'Zilpa benoisa v'hemi pelegish. Because Bila and Zilpa were also Lavan's daughters from a pelegish. Imtanes benoisa, you should not pain my daughters. Limnoya mehem oines tashmish. To withhold from them marital relations. Yorisi k'mo yoroi bayom. To throw into the sea. Kezeshu yorechetz. Like one who throws an arrow, shoots an arrow. Asher Yorisi, it means the Matseva which I raised up. Im Oni, Hare Im Meshamish B'Loshan Asher. Over here, Im means Asher Oni, that I. Kemoi Ad Im Dibarti Devorei. Just like Ad Im Shib Dibarti Devorei. In Parshas Chayesora means Ad Asher Dibarti Devorei. Lero, Lero Iata Oiver, Aval Ata Oiver Le Prakmatya. None of us should pass this mound to do bad one to the other. But one is allowed to pass this mound to do business. Elokei Avraham is Kodesh. Elohei Nachor is Choyl. And Elohei Avihem is Choyl. Because the God of Nachor and the God of Terach were Avodah Zarah. Vayisbach Yaakov Zevach. Shochat Behemus Lemishte. He slaughtered animals for a feast. Le'echov. Le'oyavov She'im Lavan. To the friends that were with Lavan. It's interesting that Rashi over here says Le'oyavov She'im Lavan. If you look earlier in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where it says Vayikach es Echov Imoy, and Lavan took Echov with him, Rashi says Kirovov, his relatives. And over here, when it says that Yaakov slaughtered animals for a feast, Vayikor LeEchov, and he called to the Echov of Lavan, it does not say to Lavan's relatives, but rather LeOyhavov Sheim Lavan, to the friends of Lavan. Why does Rashi change the pshat over here? Lecho Lechem, to eat a suda, to eat a feast. Kol davar machal kari lechem. Even though lechem literally means bread, it can also mean any feast. Kimoy ovad lechem rav, they made a big feast. Nashchisa ate, we will destroy the tree belachmoy with its food. Fayifku voy malach elakim, and the malachim of Hashem met Yaakov. Malachim shel Eretz Yisrael bor likrosei lelavoisei leoretz. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael came towards Yaakov to escort him into Eretz Yisrael. And he called the place Machanoim, Shtei Machanois, which means plural, two camps. Shel Chutzal Aretz Shebo Imoyad Kan, the camp of Malachim that escorted him while he was in Chutzal Aretz, Bishel Eretz Yisrael Shebo Likrosai. And now the new camp that was heading towards him to escort him into Eretz Yisrael.